right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, November 13th, 2017. And this is Before the First Cup of Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Monday, everyone. It is a chilly 36 degrees with fog and mist per AccuWeather here in upstate New York. A little bit of crunchies on the ground. So where do we leave off on Wednesday? We titled the show Hawking, Mentally Unstable AI, Jibo, Replica, and Singularity God. We've been looking at artificial intelligence for the last week or so and how some of this is infiltrating our lives, utilizing the dopamine button, and getting us to open our arms to the singularity that Kurzweil's been selling, the merging of man and machine, and letting artificial intelligence into every facet of our lifestyle. One of the big stories we covered on Wednesday that still I've been thinking about, and I find it very disturbing, is them creating a mentally unstable AI. Now, I did a little more research into this development, and they have been working on this since the 1990s, creating the special neural network to generate creative ideas, and they called it the Imagination Engine, with a module called Imagitron. So I clicked through on the link, and it was imagination-engines.com, home of the creativity machine, the big bang of machine intelligence. And this is the mentally unstable AI, by the way. So what's the ultimate idea? Well, we, along with many others, believe the grandest of all notions is the idea themselves are formed within the biological neural networks of the brain. In the principle behind this highly prized cognitive mechanism, it can be captured, understood, and then implemented within lightning-fast machine intelligence. Then we have attained the ultimate idea, one that can generate all subsequent art, inventions, and discoveries. In 1994, this company achieved that goal and announced its accomplishment through a patent called Creativity Machine, which was a computational paradigm already 20 years in the making that came the closest yet to emulating the fundamental neurobiological mechanisms responsible for idea formation. Within months of this patent's issue, international corporations, the U.S. government, and the press, among others, were asked for more information, leading to diverse contracts in material discovery and consumer products. In 1997, this same sentient neural paradigm was chosen by a major U.S. defense contractor as the control system behind a constellation of communication satellites that contemplated how best to distribute petabytes of critical information to the country's armed forces around the world. Now, let's just stop here for a second, because this really shocked me. So they've been working on this mentally unstable AI since the 1990s, they said in the original story. So now they're saying on this, at least 20 years in the making. And they sold some of this mentality in 1997 to a major U.S. defense contractor to control a constellation of satellites surrounding the planet to distribute critical information to the armed forces. Now, shouldn't that be bothersome? Are they literally saying that they've put a mentally unstable creativity machine in charge of satellites that are feeding information to our military? This can't be a good thing at all. And in August 2001, the intelligence community frantically approached the company requesting a cost-free license to its creativity machine for semantic parsing software to mine the internet for terrorist activities. So we got a mentally unstable AI searching for terrorists online as well. And of course, out of our sense of altruism and national loyalty, we naturally agreed and donated our time and resources to this very worthwhile effort. It was at this point that the neural paradigm inspired, in some cases, productive derivative neural network technologies have led to even more fundamental artificial intelligence patents. Chief among these new concepts were artificial neural network objects that trained without recourse to the standard human-conceived learning algorithms. Initiated with billions of connection weights, they could self-organize themselves into vast brain-like structures called supernets, rather than be manually arranged in successive layers by human software engineers. So this is the self-forming neural networks. Guys, this is so beyond bad. Why have we not read about this mentally ill creativity machine before? And it was these neural networks that paved the way for such innovative automotive machine applications that we all know and love, such as lane departure warnings, drowsiness detection, automatic high beam control, and architecture to produce even more complex ideas. And in the case of battlefield robots and space exploration platforms, improvise clever strategies to autonomously achieve their goals and deal with the unexpected. And I just saw they're getting ready to send robots into space to take care of all those pesky satellites that have been abandoned up there. Recently, the company has teamed with the government in health informatics and space exploration. So we're going to have mentally unstable AI doctors as well. And our real love is to design what is arguably both conscious and sentient machine intelligence. And in this vein, IEI will soon unveil new technology codenamed Sunshine Transit that vastly exceeds so-called deep learning techniques in its pattern recognition capabilities while enabling idea formation on a scale that cannot be touched by modern-day supercomputing technology. Arguably the first sentient machine intelligence, it can select those notions and strategies it feels are the most appropriate for a given situation or challenge. And though partially occluded by the torrent of publicly regarded so-called cognitive computing and machine sentience, both of which are being used as marketing rather than as scientific terms, IEI is about to make yet another mark on the world of artificial intelligence, making good the promise of a well-known NASA visionary that the creativity machine is AI's best bet at creating human to transhuman machine intelligence. Which we're going to talk about that a little bit more as well, and some of the research that's going into the brain is a model for AI. This fundamental AI principle could be applied across so many different problem areas such as theoretical chemistry, art, music, law, machine vision, medicine, and robotics, and it serves as a testament to the power and flexibility of this all-neural general problem-solving methodology that this company invented and memorialized through dozens of U.S. and international patents, not to mention a series of peer-reviewed academic papers. So this is the insanity machine, is what I like to call it, not the imagination engine. So we have military, and we're now going to have medical running on this as well. So let's take a look at how artificial intelligence is being benefited by neuroscience. Artificial intelligence has taken leaps and bounds in terms of the extent of the tasks that can be accomplished. And a few of them, such winning games like Go and poker and chess or composing music or penning horror stories, only prove that its capacity in terms of posing an intelligence at par with humans. But despite all of the high-profile developments around AI, researchers believe that we haven't yet reached the mark of superintelligent AI, and the current AI programs are narrow in their abilities, and it can be tricked easily. Although they have been showcasing some jaw